here with some technical difficulties. I'm not sure if we're quite yet on the network this evening, but it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, hey, there's our music. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff there for you, including the archives, months worth of the show. 10 months, as a matter of fact. All of them right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. No games like that. You just go and get them for free. The way archives should be. At freetalklive.com. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give a call toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we got lots to do tonight, and as always, hardly enough time to do it in. But we're starting off hour number one, so you can call in and bring up whatever's on your mind, but until then, we bring up what we want to. Johnson, well, let's start with you tonight, since you're in the studio. You said you had something hot. Something good.
I like
you wouldn't
it.
Even tell me what
I
it was before the
hot.
Show.
I think you'll find it hot.
You wouldn't tell me what it was before the show, so this
well,
is
didn't want to. I wanted to be. So, I wanted to have your reaction come live on the show.
Okay, okay.
Because it's a surprise
okay.
for the Ian. I think that you will find this hot.
All right.
I don't know if it's hot news, but it is if you're freedom-oriented.
All right,
and the reason why that is because we've been talking on the show about are we heading in a liberty-oriented direction.
We meaning who? The country?
In the media, yes,
oh,
the
okay.
country. Are we heading in a liberty-oriented direction in the media? Well,
I wish. I hope we are.
Another new libertarian TV show, national.
No.
Yep.
Really?
The AC Court TV and ACLU raise awareness of civil rights with the new series, The ACLU Freedom Files. In an unprecedented programming and public affairs initiative, Court TV and the American Civil Liberties Union are joining together to bring critical civil rights issues to a wider audience with the ACLU Freedom Files, a series of 10 30-minute episodes that strips away the sound bites to reveal how the civil liberties affect us all every day. Created by award-winning filmmaker Robert Greenwald and produced and directed by Jeremy Kagan, the ACLU Freedom Files joins the roster of Court TV issue-related programming under the Pursuit of Justice umbrella, beginning Saturday, February 11th at 12 noon Eastern Pacific Time.
All right. Well, I mean, the ACLU seems to be pretty pro-liberty on some issues, but as we know, they are not principled, especially when it comes to the gun issue. We actually were sent some info from one of our listeners that pointed out that when it comes to gun rights, the ACLU doesn't quite understand that, so I don't know how they would approach that issue with their Freedom Files, but hopefully they'll be focusing on
they'll probably just focus on
the destruction of our liberties by this government that we have, as opposed to other things that we disagree with them on. So
right.
I got my fingers crossed on this one.
I think I screwed up when I was reading that. It's 11 Eastern, 12...
I don't know.
It's weird the way they wrote it. It's 12 Eastern, 11 Pacific, I believe. It's
well, some networks have... possibly be. Some network. Well, now, hang on.
They say
some
11
networks,
and 12 noon, ET/PT. I don't know what that means.
That sounds like 11 Eastern, noon Pacific.
Can't be.
But it could, because some networks have two different networks. They have a West Coast and
right.
an East Coast.
Okay.
So that could be it.
Okay, so what it says is, In Pursuit of Justice seeks to engage in public and open discourse on controversial subjects explored by the network. It says it's going to be focusing on issues including religious freedom, women's rights, gay and lesbian rights, and racial profiling. The ACLU Freedom Files will feature real clients and the attorneys who represent them, as well as well-known actors, activists, comedians, including Richard Belzer, Lewis Black, LeVar Burton, Margaret Cho, John
Hussein. That doesn't sound like a lineup of libertarians. I don't think Margaret Cho or any of those other names.
Or Lewis Black. Lewis Black is, I know he's on the left, but I think he's somewhat libertarian leaning. But it doesn't matter if they're only, if they're only focusing on the issues where they're libertarian on. And I'm sure the ACLU will do a fairly good job of that.
We'll see about that. I'd be interested to get my hands on an episode or two just to see what that's all about. Of course, I don't have any television, so I'll have to leave it to the internet to see if I can pick those up.
I've not known the ACLU to ever really take a huge pro-government stance on anything.
Yeah, you should look at their stance on guns. They don't believe that individuals have rights to them.
Really?
They believe that there's a collective government right to gun ownership. They believe that the government should be able to possess and own firearms, but they don't think that there's individual rights to it, which is really sick and disturbing. So That, nonetheless, it does sound interesting. So, you know, mark your calendars, I guess. And we'll
I will have to
good.
Check that out, because every time I've checked out when one of these radio hosts just goes spewing off stuff about the ACLU, it's been wrong. Let's hope that Ian is
It came straight from one of their
press
releases.
I would assume that you check your sources more often than, you know, say, for example, when I hear stuff coming out of Bill O'Reilly and, you know, Rush.
Well, we'd asked for it. Well, we'd asked for it on the air. I mean, when we were talking about the ACLU, and again, since the Bush administration's been in, they've been focusing on the loss of our civil liberties in regards to the security situation that we have. And that's good. But, you know, apparently in the past they had bothered with the gun issue, and it wasn't very pro-liberty. And so we'd asked on the air, we'd said, well, you know, can you guys show us some areas where the ACLU is not pro-liberty? And indeed, a few people responded and pointed that out. So
I will definitely be looking into that. I find that very interesting. And I wonder if there's conflict in that. That's also, you know,
Well, like within the organization?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was.
It probably is, but, you know, as far as I understand, it's their official stance. So for whatever that's worth.
Right.
800-259-9231. So it's nice to know that there's more freedom-oriented programming, or at least appears to be.
There's a demand for it, and that's good.
Indeed. And I was actually on Gardner Goldsmith's show today up in New Hampshire on our affiliate up there, WNTK.
What time do you do that?
Well, normally it's about 1:30 Eastern time every Friday, but he had to put me off today.
Will you be posting an archive of that?
And it wasn't very long, because he had to put me off because he had John Stossel on.
Sweet.
And that's okay. You know, I understand. Yeah. John
is there
Stossel
anywhere where I'm sorry. What I really meant to say, is there anywhere where I can get an archive of that?
You didn't have him get a liner cut by John Stossel that says, you're listening to Free Talk Live.
I didn't. And actually,
God. Actually, what he was thinking about.
Well, it was weird, because I was talking to Gardner after he'd done the interview with John, because John had to bail out in the middle of the interview. And it was just a little strange, because in the middle of the interview, John Stossel goes, I've got to run. We've got to cut another segment for the show tonight, because apparently they're rerunning the Myths, Lies, and Nasty Behavior episode tonight on ABC, on Fox, I guess on 2020 rather. And he's just right in the middle of the interview, I've got to go. We got to cut a segment for the show. I'll call you back. And Gardner was just kind of stunned by that, because, you know, you set up an interview in advance. In this, you know, in this business, you find out how long the person has. You make sure that you're not going to conflict with any of their other plans. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the interview, he bails out. So Gardner was wondering, man, did I do the wrong thing? Did I say the wrong thing? You know, what did I do to make this happen? And I said, I don't know, Gardner. You were falling all over him. It was a love fest interview. I mean, Gardner's a principled libertarian.
Right.
So it's not like this was a hostile environment for John Stossel. And he apparently called back later on, because he said he would call back and come back on the show, but he called back and said they'd have to reschedule. But nonetheless, I did have Gardner put in a good word for us, because I've been working on getting John on this show as well. So we got our fingers crossed on that. We'll see what we can do, because it'll be interesting to get John Stossel on here and talk to him about the libertarian media revolution and, you know, see what he thinks about that.
He sure let it.
He's you know what? He probably, I think you're right. He has, because he's been doing libertarian media, well, not since the 70s. Back in the 70s, he was a consumer reporter. He was out there exposing bad businesses and that sort of thing. And he actually talks about this in his best-selling book, Give Me a Break, where he was exposing these bad businesses. And over time, as he was looking into the situations that led up to the bad businesses taking advantage of people, he kept finding out that, you know, licensing was involved and the government was actually the real culprit.
Yep,
it was the government that was allowing...
Let's be clear, it's the government every time.
It was the government that was allowing these bad businesses to operate, and in some cases supporting them and encouraging it through the licensing process. And he came to understand that the government was the big problem, not a few bad businesses. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com with our wiki. It's our brand newest feature. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. And it's neat because, as one of our listeners put it, it's a vault of knowledge. You can add to it. You can remove from it. You can edit it. You can change things around. And everybody else can, too. That's the interesting part about it. And there's all kinds of different things you can do with it. In fact, we've only had it going for about, officially, about 2 weeks at this point. And there's already lots of stuff there that pretty much has all been built by the listeners. We've pretty much had a hands-off approach to the wiki, and the listeners are in control of it.
I've added one document.
Yeah, at wiki.freetalklive.
One document thus far. I wanted to link it in my profile because, it's talking about influences and like how I came to libertarianism and whatnot. I haven't had the chance to because I just haven't had time to mess around, to rephrase my description on the website. Because kind of the description that I wrote to be goofy for our main page,
which is just about like what movies I watched in the 80s and whatnot.
Right.
So. But I started for the wiki to write a description about like how I came to libertarianism, and one of the documents, that I think is important in that is the Hacker Manifesto. Do you know the one that I'm talking about?
I don't.
So I added that to the wiki, so you can find that there. It's just it's a document that was written in the 80s by some, I don't know if it was a well-known hacker at the time, but just kind of proclaiming what that's all about and you know, freedom and what.
Are you elite?
Am I elite?
Yeah.
Words, yo. Lols.
All right, 800.
What does that mean?
Never mind. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones because this is your show. By the way, coming up, we got corrupt cop stories. We got a sensible cop and a cop that just is totally clueless. Let's talk to Luke, though, first, because this is your call, your show about your calls. Luke in North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, yeah, the ACLU, I'm glad it got brought up again because there's a couple things I wanted to say about that. Basically, I can't really think of too many positions that the ACLU holds that are different from the Democratic Party. They're anti-school choice. They are pro-affirmative action, and they actually believe that welfare is a right that poor people should have. Yeah, this is right off their website. If you click on Rights of the Poor, it's right on their front page. You can read about that, and education is on there as well. But surprisingly, they oppose campaign finance, which is good, but... basically, they care about personal liberties, but
You mean they oppose campaign finance restrictions, adding more restrictions?
Okay. Correct. They oppose the campaign finance reform bill.
When it comes to personal liberties, I think that they're great, but when you don't look at the financial end of it, the economic end of it, for instance, the personal liberty of smoking. If everybody has the personal liberty of smoking, but we don't have the economic sense to realize that, socialized medicine means that I have to pay for somebody else's smoking habit and, the medical costs thereof, then, personal liberties, that's why I'm a free market capitalist. I'm not that big on the personal liberties. I think that they come afterwards.
You can't really have personal liberties unless you have true economic liberty. I mean, to have true economic liberty means that all things are, valid. You want to buy and sell drugs, you should be able to buy and sell drugs. You want to be a prostitute, you should be able to be a prostitute. And those, that parlays into having personal liberties if we do truly have, an unfettered free market. Luke, any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, principled libertarianism. I found like the most principled position I've ever seen in my entire life. There's this group. It's the Gay and Lesbian Libertarian Group.
Okay.
And they're called Outright Libertarians, I think.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay, but I was reading somewhere that they actually are defending the Boy Scouts of America. In their policy of not allowing gays into their organization because, they believe it. They're a private organization and they should have the right to do that.
Absolutely. That's consistent.
That's like, having somebody that's gay or lesbian actually defend that policy is pretty principled.
Well, I'm going to go ahead, and it's interesting what you're saying there, but I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you and take the ACLU stance on that, which is it's not a private organization because they're getting government funding.
Are they?
Yes.
What government funding?
They're getting all sorts of government money, and that's why the ACLU has taken up cases against them, because they're getting government money. And it needs to stop. If they're going to be a truly private organization and exclude gays and lesbians, or whatever, Scouts and Brownies or whatever.
Do you mean by government money that they're allowed to use government buildings and like off hours and things like that?
Well, I don't know if that's I believe that they're getting grants and they're getting funds. They get money.
They might very well get some grants. I'm not saying that they
don't. Do you know anything about that, Luke?
I really don't. I know that the United Way supports them, but I don't really, or they
the United Way is pretty heavily tied into the government.
Yes,
that's what I was going to say. I'm not really sure.
Maybe it's just that the outright libertarians haven't done their digging. Maybe they are just going based on principle. Maybe they're presuming they're a private organization,
right.
In which case they'd be correct. They are a private, totally 100% privately funded organization, then they absolutely should be able to discriminate against whoever they'd like to. If they want to discriminate against little blonde-haired boys, they can discriminate against them.
Well, even if if that's the case, I think that the right thing to do would be to try to get rid of funding.
That's
that
what the ACLU is doing. That's exactly what they're
okay,
doing.
They are
that's
doing
what
that.
The lawsuit is about. People just hear, the ACLU is suing the Boy Scouts. And they don't complete the sentence.
They don't
understand
why.
To stop them from receiving government funding.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense.
The problem is that what's going on is you get all these radio show talk...
Sean Hannity and
yes.
Limbaugh.
Exactly.
Bill O'Reilly.
And they just lie. They outright lie. They're liars,
and
they're
awful.
Oh, I think
they've been lied to so long that they don't realize that they're lying anymore.
Well, that's the ultimate question.
That's their job to do their research.
No, it's not. They're talk show hosts. It's their job to be entertaining.
I feel it's my job to do my research before I go spewing something on the air like verbal vomit.
Well, you're very principled, Johnson, but in this business, it's all about just having listeners tune in through a commercial break. That's what their job is. Their job is to get
people... It's true.
People.
I mean, I will say that our first and foremost responsibility here is to entertain people, but I feel a personal responsibility to be educational as well as entertaining.
Well, that's good. We appreciate that, man. So, because you pick up the slack for the rest of us.
Yes, I do.
All right, Luke. We appreciate you pointing out all those negatives about the ACLU. They are definitely not a totally principled pro-liberty organization. They certainly need some work. But, hey, nonetheless, I am still sort of interested in seeing what they do with their television show. Because, who knows? It could be good stuff. Luke, thanks for the call, man.
No problem.
Have a good night. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. So, we got all kinds of stuff. In fact, coming up, Manwich, you've got an email, and I'm not sure when we're going to get to it.
Okay.
It's a little lengthy. We're trying to parse it down a little bit.
It's not the email that's lengthy. It's the article it refers to.
Okay.
And I've tried to go through and take out little bits of it. But, it's talking about the six different types of libertarians.
Right.
Ooh.
And I found it really interesting because I'd never seen libertarians divided down into subcategories.
Yes,
like
kind of
this. So, you know, you've got, we've always had our general categories of political personas, you know, the conservatives and the liberals and the authoritarians and people that don't really know what they are. People that don't really know what they are. And then libertarians, there's actually some serious differences amongst us. And we're going to find out what those are. That's all on the way. Plus, a cop was walking into a store called Spencer's Gifts recently, and he was pretty outraged. Apparently, he's never
been to Spencer's.
Yeah. We'll talk about that and what he wants to do. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we want you to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the auction going on right now. We're auctioning off the fifth banner on our website. You get it site-wide. You can promote whatever you want with it for an entire month. Go to auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid. That's auction.freetalklive.com. So, we got lots to talk about tonight here. Coming up, the six types of libertarians. It's kind of an interesting breakdown because I had never really encountered this before, and so we're going to come up to that. But right now, we got a bunch of different cop stuff to do. If for some reason, Friday nights end up being sometimes cop night. One of the reasons is because we get the bad cop stories, the corrupt cop stories from the StopTheDrugWar.org people. I've got that coming up, but first, from the email box, Charles emailed in with this article from the Trentonian. Middletown, Pennsylvania, the manager of the Spencer's Gift store at the Oxford Valley Mall and the CEO of Spencer's Gift had drug paraphernalia charges lodged against them after police seized water bongs and other marijuana-related items, police said yesterday. Spencer's CEO, Steven Silverstein, and store manager so-and-so were charged with delivery of or possession with the intent to deliver drug paraphernalia and criminal conspiracy. The misdemeanor charges come after a raid on September 21st in 2005 when Middletown police detectives, whoever, went to the store and bought a $39.99 bong or hookah and a number of posters depicting
hookah.
Yeah, a number of posters depicting marijuana and one that said, quote, "Johnny likes thin girls but never turns down a fatty."
God.
A fatty, by the way, this is great. A fatty is street slang for a large marijuana cigarette or blunt. Said Baranowski in the affidavit
really?
Of probable cause.
Way to go there, Skippy.
He also purchased a poster that had a picture of a jar filled with a green substance that appeared to be marijuana. When Baranowski,
I don't think that a poster really. I mean, you know,
does that count as paraphernalia?
They sell High Times magazine in yeah. bookstores.
Yeah,
but that doesn't make them. Drug purveyors?
A big old jar of oregano.
It's a picture.
When Baranowski visited the retail store, he also saw chains, T-shirts, hats, Lays of imitation marijuana leaves, stationery, incense, headbands, boxer
shorts. Oh, my God!
Candles, the world is coming to an end. All because of Spencer's ice cube trays, coasters, dishes, glasses, phone books, chess sets,
cookie
cutters.
So is this
cutters.
What's next? Is this what's next? Is that all these stores are not going to be able to sell anything that represents... marijuana iconographically?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, just because they get busted in Philly, I don't think it's going to mean anything for the nation or for the entire nation of marijuana related product selling stores. Anyway, he says, and they found even more items depicting marijuana themes or pictures of some marijuana, which were subsequently seized. When you combine the various above items depicting marijuana usage with the hookahs or water bombs,
why do you keep saying it that
hookah.
Way?
Hookah.
Hookah. Okay, whatever. It is apparent that the company is creating the appearance that the hookahs are for marijuana use.
I don't know. It sounds like when you said hookah, that you're talking about a completely different form of illicit activity.
Understood. The message on all these items being sold is certainly pro-drug use. From what the store offered for sale, there's no difference between Spencer's Gift and any other head shop that sells drug paraphernalia. I wasn't aware that there was... I mean, if you're opening up a store, do you have to go and get a head shop designation and some sort of pre-approval from the local cops before you can open a head shop?
I haven't heard that.
Really?
As a tobacco store?
The only reason why I know that is because there was a head shop that was down here that was across the street from the college I used to attend, and it got shut down by the police.
But they were operating for a while before that. I mean, it's not
they
like
they revoked their special license.
If you know more about that, 800-259-9231, just what they're essentially doing here...
Well, they got closed down because they put their CEO in jail, right?
No, that's not what I had heard. I had heard that they had some sort of special license.
I heard they were dealing something out of the store, is what I had heard.
I had heard that rumor as well.
Right.
And I believe that that's what got that special license revoked, is because... And it was... What happened was, from what I heard, was not that the ownership of the management of the business was involved, but that some employee was involved
somehow. Out the back door,
something like that. And so, because it wasn't that, all they did was revoke the license, which then ended up in the business being
closed. Well, plus the location, by the way, I mean, this could apply anywhere, but the location was down in the bad part of town, if you will. I mean, yes, it was right across from your college, but
college. Your college.
Yeah, exactly.
And
it's not actually in the bad part of town, it's just outside of it.
And it's more likely, you mean, when you say that, you mean 50 feet outside of it.
Well, you got to remember, though, in our area, 50 feet can be the difference between being in a, you know, a half a million dollar mansion or a $20 shanty, you know?
You're right, but the point remains, you are still 50 feet outside of the bad area, and...
No, the bad area completely encompasses where the college is. It is an enclave of nice area-ness. No, it's absolutely the bad area, because that gas station that's on the other side is the,
I will
the
give
largest...
You this.
We're treading
it
on
shallow
water here.
It is spreading, I'll give you that. But yeah, it's
but I think the reason why they were picked with, I think the reason they were picked on is one reason because of their location. I mean, it was a good location because there's a lot of drug users around there, but I think that the cops didn't quite enjoy that. But nonetheless, let's talk about Spencer's Gifts, because people don't know what we're referring to here. Spencer's Gifts, there's a lot of these in malls. I mean, there's one in the mall down here. It's a quirky sort of adult fun gift shop. I mean, they've got sex-related gifts with all kinds of sex jokes on them, and there's, you know, there's posters with girls in bikinis, and there's marijuana-related stuff as well. You know, head shop style posters that they sell there. But I've never seen, maybe it's just something about the store down here, I've never seen bongs being sold at Spencer's Gifts before. Maybe that's a new product that they're carrying.
It seemed odd to me when I heard it, too.
But in this case, what you have here is the cops are claiming, well, because they're selling bongs nearby posters about marijuana, that means they're encouraging you to smoke marijuana out of the bongs? It seems like a bit of a stretch to me.
I don't know if it seems like a stretch. I think that
they're in the same store.
Well, the cop says it's irresponsible marketing for a store to sell such items at a public mall where families and children shop. With such a flagrant attitude of acceptance towards drugs and promotions of drug use as displayed by companies like Spencer's, it's no wonder why so many kids make the wrong decision to start using drugs. You have got to be kidding me. As though it's Spencer's fault that a child is going to smoke some marijuana when they get into their teenage years. As though, if you're 16 years old and your friend offers you a hit off of a joint, going through your mind is the thought that, this isn't such a bad idea. I saw posters at Spencer's. You know, that's the straw that broke your back and finally decided, you finally decided to start smoking pot because you've seen Spencer's carrying pot-related products.
I don't think that's completely fair. Spencer's contributes, to a small extent, to the mystique that goes around marijuana. Marijuana is kind of cool. You had a little pot bumper sticker on the back of your car. You know, you're cooler than the guy who doesn't.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not done. So, having
you keep going.
This, so selling this stuff to the, it makes it somewhat cool. And if you're offered the joint and you think that it's cool behavior, if you thought it was uncool behavior, you wouldn't do it. If you think it's cool behavior, it's possible that you
so
would.
Should we
really? So you think Spencer's is a cool store?
I think that people could consider Spencer's a cool store. I don't even go to the mall, so how the hell would I know?
Well, now, with that argument, I mean, you sound like almost like you're backing up the cop's point here. I mean, with that argument, we could claim that we should be able to ban anything that glamorizes drug use. Movies?
I'm not saying books? Ban anything.
Chicken and the egg, man. Chicken and the egg. The reason why people consider Spencer's a cool store, because it sells weed paraphernalia.
Hey, we're coming back with more. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we want you to join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about a store that some of you are probably familiar with. It's called Spencer's Gifts. And you'll find them throughout the malls of America.
Yes. So
I think it tends to be a mall store. And they got all kinds of quirky adult fun-related stuff.
Neat crap.
Just garbage. I mean, it's just stuff that you really don't need to buy. But you know what? If you want a quirky gift, it
this
is
this hour
the place
brought
to
you by Spencer's Gifts.
Oh, God. No. But in this case...
Hey, man, maybe they'll carry our T-shirts.
Right after Ian says calls his their stuff crap.
I didn't say it was crap.
Yes, you did.
Did I?
Yeah, they carry crap.
Well, anyway.
I think you said all sorts of
crap.
Well, it was a loving kind of a crap.
Yeah, it was just an expression.
Right,
man.
I feel the same way. Crap. There's so many things that are sold in the malls of America.
Yeah.
Most of the things that are sold in the malls of America.
crap. Waste of money.
Yeah. Crap you don't need.
Anyway, this is from Middletown, Pennsylvania, where the cops raided Spencer's because they were selling water pipes with stickers on the packaging that said this item's intended to be used for smoking legal products only.
Imagine being that Spencer's employee. What a terror those cops must have been.
Oh,
they're
always
terrifying.
You're
just working in the mall. You know, there with your drink cup from the newsstand.
Right.
putting Clearasil on your little...
Talking to the teeny boppers.
Making your $6 an hour.
What are kids supposed to think when this stuff's sold at their local mall? I would hope that Spencer's Gifts or any other company would not sell any similar drug-related
items. I'll tell you what
items.
Those kids think now. Those kids think you're a complete loser.
You mean the cops?
The cops, yeah.
Yeah.
The cops think you are a waste of time.
The kids think the cops are a waste of time.
When sure they do now.
Yes, absolutely. This is why the cops don't have any respect from young people.
Because they're foolish.
Because they make themselves look like idiots and jerks. But anyway, when the store clerk was asked by the cop why they put the sticker on the box when the only thing they're used for is to smoke pot, the clerk responded, "Well, that's the only thing I know that they're used for." What an idiot.
Well,
should have kept his mouth shut.
He was probably trying to feel helpful, you know? Like, it's better to be helpful than in jail.
Well, he was scared of the cops, yeah. Based on what they found at that particular mall, then the cops went over to Spencer's in a different mall and seized some more bongs.
I'll bet there's more at other Spencer's.
Right. During the last September's raid, they also seized pot pops, which are pops made of hemp oil that carry the slogan, "Tastes like the real deal." And it just goes on and on. And Spencer's is saying, "Hey, look, we don't sell anything illegal. Our store's about expression. It's a lifestyle retail brand, blah, 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 blah." And
that's like saying that if you had a lollipop made from corn oil, that it tastes like corn.
Yeah. Well, the problem is the corn's legal.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. That to me sounded like such a ridiculous claim. It was amazing.
People buy these things as gifts.
So the CEO is facing charges here, and if he is found guilty, the store owner and the CEO of the company, if they're found guilty, they're facing a maximum fine of $5,000 and up to 2 years in prison. So
whoa! The employees?
No. The CEO of the company and I think the owner of the owners of the stores in question. So for selling water pipes, which are products that are sold all over the place. Now, this is kind of related to the Tommy Chong situation, where Tommy Chong, from Cheech and Chong fame, was selling... He had a brand of water pipes, a brand of smoking devices that he was selling throughout, I guess, mail delivery. He was mailing them through all the 50 states to various head shops around the country.
Right, sure.
And, well, one of the states had a law that was a little more restrictive than the other ones about having things like this come in from other states. The feds got involved, and he got put in jail for 6 months as a result of this. Nobody here's harming anybody else. They're just selling smoking devices. Let's go to Troy in Kentucky. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
How you doing?
Good, hey. Troy. What's up?
I was just going to let you know, that's what they need to call them is a water pipe, and they need to sell tobacco products there. At the store, you know, in order, you know, if you call it a bong, it's a bong, you know, it can never be a pipe.
I don't think that they were calling them bongs.
That's what they were doing. They were calling them water pipes until
but
the
not selling
goofy
tobacco.
Teenage zit-faced employee decided to go, "I only know that they're smoking pot."
Yeah.
Yeah, see, they need you need a tobacco license in order to open a head shop so you can sell the tobacco so you can call the bongs water pipe.
And oh, really?
Yeah, that's basically what I was saying. That's really about it, and you can get away with it that way. Anything else, you know, is just like opening a regular business, you know. And then if you're going to sell anything else, I mean, if you go into a corner store, they have the little love roses, and everybody knows those are crack pipes, you know. But
they're
little love roses, you know.
I haven't seen them yet. I thought that you had to ask for them at most corner stores.
They sell them.
A lot of corner stores, they're right on the counter with the lighters.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Wow. I mean, that's insane, you know. I mean, you're every number one. I mean, all the big corporate stores will have them right there, you
selling
know,
crack
along
pipes.
With the small ones too, you know. I
hey,
mean,
they're
anything
in
to make a buck, you know. Exactly, yeah. And if they're in demand, you know, you got to sell what's going to keep you in business.
Well, you know, if you don't sell them, then the crackheads will just go out and make it more dangerous for themselves to smoke it. I don't know what they would do. I mean, because the idea with the rose things that you're talking about is they're one use sort of thing, right? You really can't get more than one or two uses, you know, a lot of uses out of them.
Yeah.
So, they could come up with some other option, some other, you know, crackhead created device. Because when you give a when there's a drug user that needs drugs and they need to have it right then, they're going to do whatever it takes to get those drugs into their system. So at least they know that they can go to the corner store and get the smoking device that they need for an affordable price. Thanks for the call, Troy. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Man, which mentioned the gas station earlier. That gas station in the bad area of town definitely sells those.
Yeah,
definitely.
And this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get a rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both free at freetalklive.com. So go ahead and take advantage of those. All right, so we're talking about cops and just silly things that they do, like raiding Spencer's Gifts and charging the CEO of the company with distribution of paraphernalia, and I don't even remember what the other charge was, but they're facing 2 years in jail and up to a $5,000 fine as a result of this. I don't know if this is going to affect the entire chain of stores. I don't know if they're going to pull these products because they're scared now or whatever, but it's outrageous to me. Do these cops really think? Do they really think they're going to stop marijuana smoking by harassing the distributors of the paraphernalia? Do you think you're going to stop kids from rolling up marijuana in Bible papers, for instance? That's how I smoked pot the first time I smoked pot.
Been done.
We got our marijuana, tore a page out of the Bible, rolled that sucker up and smoked it. I wouldn't recommend that.
Jesus.
Because there's ink on those pages. It's probably not the best way to do it. But my point is, if somebody wants to smoke some weed, they're going to figure out a way to do it. If somebody wants to smoke crack, they're going to figure out a way to do that, too. And so we might as well make it so the devices that are necessary for this process are available. Cops like this are really living in some sort of a crazy, crazed fantasy land. There seems to be three kinds of cops there as far as the war on drugs is concerned. There's the kind of cop that we're dealing with this particular issue, where they are on a crusade, where they believe that their actions are going to make a difference in the war on drugs. They think that drugs are bad, that they can stop them if they just finally take everybody out that's using them, or take everybody out that's selling the paraphernalia. That they're on the crusade to win the war on drugs. There's also the cops that are just dirty and corrupt, and they're actually selling drugs, and they're confiscating drugs from people and turning around and just reselling them on the streets. There's those cops. And then there's a third kind of cop, and that's the kind of cop that actually understands the Constitution, actually understands liberty, personal freedoms, and doesn't want to see the war on drugs continue. And if you want to hear us talk to the third kind of cop, we're going to have him on the show, one of them, on the show tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. We're going to start out our Saturday show, the 7 o'clock hour Eastern Time. We're going to have Jack Cole on the line with us from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. This is a huge guest for Free Talk Live. This guy has been a law enforcement officer for over two decades. He spent over one decade in narcotics. He was someone who was busting. He was one of the crusaders. He was someone that thought he was doing the right thing until he finally came to the realization that he was ruining people's lives. You know, as he puts it, you can get over an addiction, but you can't ever get over a conviction. And we're going to talk to him and talk about corruption, because we've got all kinds of corrupt cop stories. That's all coming up tonight on Free Talk Live, though. It is the Corrupt Cops Friday Nights. Plus, there's actually one of a decent, sensible cop, somewhat sensible, out in Iowa, who has proposed a simple idea. Instead of locking marijuana users into the clink and spending all the time and the paperwork necessary to do that sort of thing, he's just proposing handing out small fines instead. And the legislators are outraged by it. There are some people that are just saying that this cop is crazy. We'll talk about that, 800-259-9231, plus the different types of libertarians. That's coming up tonight on the show, or whatever's on your mind. You can bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.